shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I see dead people.
Hi, Mr. Hunter B. Debo in rap. He a freak though, man down, call her Ember Lambs. Tell him please, bro, Nella New to the cross. He walk around like Tito. What's up with these Draconian? Trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me. Marlon's mama, how many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton.
Hello, welcome to Shasta Unmasked, live on KCNR 96.5. I'm Jessica French, and tonight we have...
Shay Stevens and...
Ashley Winters, are you there?
Hey.
Hey. And you are there. Okay, good. And we have a baby in the office too, just in case you hear some baby crying. We have last minute baby.
And that's me, Nathan Blaze.
Perfect. And we have our guest, Nathan. Welcome, Nathan. Thank you for coming in. Let's just get into it. Well, first of all, let's let everybody know you're welcome to call in. Tonight we'll be accepting calls throughout the whole show, 530-605-4567. And if that line is busy, you'll just have to try again because we do only have one line open tonight. So, Nathan, last week Tim Garman came on our show and he gave us the surprise that he was going to appoint you to be his pick for the Elections Commission.
Yes.
And that conversation and motion was made today. So why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about what happened in case they didn't have a chance to watch.
All right. So today was the meeting for the board to vote on that nomination. And, you know, it requires an obvious 3 out of 5 majority vote. And Tim, you know, reached out to me quite a while ago with the intent of, you know, potentially at that point nominating me to be on the Elections Commission. And, you know, he stated at this point, you know, many times that the point of that was to basically bring balance to this thing that many of us don't think should have even existed in the first place. But if it has to, it shouldn't just be filled with people who are all of one set of ideologies.
Right.
And so today was the vote. And there's been a couple meetings in the past where Tim Garman has supported the other nominations for the other members of the board. And Kevin Cry had stated very publicly that he would support Tim Garman's choice for his, you know, nomination. And so today, Kevin, and in my opinion, I walked into that whole thing thinking I had about a 6% chance of actually, you know, of Kevin Cry actually keeping his word.
What led you to that 6% chance?
Just how Kevin has operated as a supervisor so far. You know, it's not about, you know, him as a man or a person. It's about what he has done, you know, in his capacity as a supervisor for Shasta County. And I didn't believe that he would end up proving that he is a man of his word. I thought he was going to do what, in my opinion, he's basically always done so far, is to say something and then do something else,
right.
You know. So, yeah, it didn't pass. What was interesting to me is the reasoning that Kevin Cry gave, because everyone knew Kevin was the swing vote. Mary and Tim both believed in me and supported me. Patrick and Chris both obviously did the same thing and vehemently not supporting me, which was exactly to be expected. But Kevin came up with... you know, the way he does, he comes up with a reason to justify the
lie,
the crazy, yeah, the lie, the crazy thing he's
going
to do.
Going back on his word.
Yeah, going back on his word. And they pulled up this term, you know, apparently in the bylaws for the Elections Commission, it says that the commissioners need to have good moral character.
Right.
And so several speakers, and then when it finally came time for Kevin to explain his reasoning, said that he doesn't basically believe that, and all this is on, it'll be on the county website, so if I get any of this wrong, I'm willing to be corrected. But in my memory, he basically said that he can't bring himself to, you know, say yes to this because he doesn't believe that I have good moral character.
Oh, and he must follow the policy because suddenly he's very much for following policy.
Oh, yeah. We all know Kevin follows policies. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And he's so well known for his good moral character.
Oh, yes. There's Ashley. There she is. Yeah, no, you know, it's just, it was a cheap cop-out is what it was.
I did want to say one thing about that. He also said, to start that whole conversation, that he talked to Annalise from Shasta Scout, who had brought up to him that the supervisors did not submit required ranking material, except for Ricker, and that maybe that had affected the outcome of the vote of the ROV.
Yeah.
And except for he didn't elaborate on all of that part.
No.
He just said Annalise brought up conversation about following policy, and so suddenly I think it's really important today. So let's make sure today I follow this policy. Except for he didn't address anything about what that conversation was actually about, which was him not following policy to appoint the ROV.
Right. You know, and he does this whole spiel. This is the thing I've learned about Kevin. When he's going to do something crappy, he'll, earlier on, before that, make a whole spiel on the subject of that thing to kind of prep people for what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I've been watching this guy for quite a while now, and I can see his behavior and the things he normally does. And he brought up needing to basically take another look at how appointments to commissions in this county happen. And it's just crazy how that discussion happens to come up on the day that, you know, I'm potentially up for appointment
because
to a commission.
He's a master gaslighter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's one of his tells.
Yep.
Right. And, I mean, when you do something different than you say you're going to do, that's manipulation.
Yeah.
And as long as people continue to keep allowing it, that'll be what happens.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, we can fully expect gaslighting and manipulation and lying from Kevin Cray at this point, in my opinion.
Yes. I don't know. During his whole tenure as a supervisor, I've thought negative things about Kevin Cray, and I've at times thought good things about Kevin Cray. The thing is, the negative things always seem to be confirmed, and then the good things end up being contradicted, and then I feel kind of stupid for even thinking them in the first place, you know?
Right.
His level of gaslighting, even on a subliminal level, the way he conducts himself, you know, as a person in this world, I've come to the conclusion that it's just not genuine, you know? And I don't think that that's what we need as a leader for, like, the supreme leader of Shasta County, you know, the chair of the Board of Supervisors.
Right.
Like, that's basically the highest political position in Shasta County. And I think Kevin is someone who could have had the potential to actually be good at that role, but I just think his
personality gets in the way.
His personality,
yeah.
his own personal goals, his ego have just completely gotten in the way of that, and I just really hope that
his ego, like today, when I was dying, when he told Mary, he tried to mansplain to Mary,
yeah,
who is a very successful business person,
yeah,
much more than he is, in my opinion.
Yeah, much more than all the supervisors.
And he tried to mansplain to her about what book she should read for business.
Right.
And Mary's like,
and
the
then
guy
she,
that wrote it's my friend.
And then she knew the person in the book. She was like, I know more about this person than you do.
Listen, King of Shasta County, don't try and mansplain me.
No. Oh, my gosh. Talk about having absolutely zero respect for someone with when a normal human being looks at a person like Mary, who's extremely successful, who has done so much for the community, who has excellent ethics and values,
mm-hmm,
even when you've struggled with not agreeing with them, you can still have respect for them as a human being, and you take to heart,
right,
things they have to say, and you just you have respect. And zero respect there,
nope,
at all. And
no,
he can learn something, which is unfortunate.
What blows my mind is the fact that he hasn't seen yet how that makes him look when he treats the only woman on that board that way continuously. He thinks he's being tough or winning something. But every time he does it, it just makes people think, wow, What a jerk, yeah, you know? What an insecure jerk.
Even his own followers or base or whatever you want to call them. Well, let's talk about that when we get back. We do need to take a break real quick. So when we get back, let's talk about his what was that guy's name? The one that came up and told him that they didn't appreciate how he was talking to Mary.
A guy named Steve.
Yeah,
he was one of their...
Steven.
Yeah, he was one of their you know, hardcore supporters.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
Yes, commercials.
We'll be right back.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Unmasked. We're live on KCNR 96.5. You can call in to speak with us or ask questions of Nathan at 530-605-4567. So when we left break, we were talking about Stephen, the gentleman that came up and a public comment and told Cry that he was not happy with the way that he was speaking to his supervisor, which was Mary. And that he felt like he owed her an apology. And right away, Kevin Cry stopped talking and said, excuse me, give him time on his thing, and apologized to Mary if the tone or what he said was inappropriate.
I'd say apology is a strong word.
Okay.
That's a strong
word. But I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Okay, so suddenly this guy tells you that he's on your side politically, and you listen to him real fast.
Right.
But the rest of us tell you you're treating Mary like S-H-I-T, and nobody cares.
Right, right.
So what did you think that was all about?
So Steven,
uh-huh.
I've I don't know him, but I've seen him. He used to come to the board meetings, you know, during the Modi recall, and he's a but he used to be a kind of a pretty permanent fixture there. Mm-hmm. I've never disliked him or you know the things he said. I think he's always been extremely honest. I think he is just he's a conservative with Republican values, and I have no issue with that whatsoever. But I think what happened today was Kevin Cry saw someone who he knew for a fact is someone that is of his belief system. And what he told him was, hey, I am for you. I believe in the things you believe in. I most likely maybe voted for him. I don't know if he was able to. But he made it very clear that he's in strong support of, you know, Kevin Cry, Patrick Jones, Chris Kellstrom, et cetera. And what he said was he couldn't handle – he disliked the tone and the way that Kevin was speaking to Mary. Because during this meeting, several times before, you know, my agenda item, there were board discussions. And just the way Kevin was speaking to and treating Mary, you know, throwing in little verbal jabs even when Mary was just sitting there being quiet, it's just – It's so obvious, and what I think what happened today was it was so obvious. I think Kevin slipped, and he let himself be too much of a jerk to Mary.
Right.
That even someone of his own support and belief system was like, "Hey, this isn't cool. You're obviously bullying your fellow supervisor, which happens to be his supervisor."
Right.
And he called that out, and I really respect that. You know, it's something that so many of us have been trying to call out for years in the way that Kevin has treated Mary Rickert on that dais publicly in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's like a 14-year-old being a bully to a girl he likes in middle school, you know,
right.
And it's not okay. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's embarrassing, you know, for me to know that this is a representation for our county and the amount of national news that we get, the fact that other people from other places are seeing, oh, you idiots elected this guy,
right.
You know, and he's supposed to represent us, and it's embarrassing.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Randy, are you there? Hi, Randy.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
What you got for us tonight?
Well, you know, I just want to kind of revisit how we got to where we are right now in our county.
Sure.
With you know, and it kind of began back in COVID when Carlos Zapata showed up and threatened to take over our county government with thousands of armed gang members, his gang members,
right.
Mm-hmm. If they didn't get their way. He then went on national TV and declared that we need a civil war with blood in the streets.
Right.
And it was after that that Patrick Jones joined forces with him.
Right.
And so that's where we are at right now. It's like these guys are after gang rule, and they want to make their own rules, and any ill deeds that they do, they've already have it excused because it's in the name of their gang.
Right.
And America is not about gang rule.
Right.
And so the citizenry really need to think about that, because if we do go to gang rule, we'll be just about like Mexico.
Right. When they made those comments about civil war and bloodshed in the streets, I thought, how can somebody, because he claims to be a veteran and he claims to have been in war, right?
He's definitely a veteran. Yeah, he's definitely a veteran.
And I couldn't comprehend how, just with the little experience I have of war, where, you know, my great-grandfather died in World War II, and I know how much that's impacted our whole family for generations. And I have children that I'm close to in parts of the world where there is actual war, like Yemen and Palestine and Israel right now. And I cannot comprehend how someone with a remote amount of experience in war zones could ever wish that upon their own community, or could ever think that that's what's necessary so that they don't have to wear a mask on their face. It was just, I can't comprehend. So I agree with you that that's where it started. I feel like it was so, I feel like the COVID situation, I feel like some people couldn't handle that emotionally and they went bonkers. And, Yeah, like you said, it's interesting you call it a gang because that is what they were doing. And, now here we are still with that mentality playing out. And it seems like every aspect of everything that we have going on in this county.
Right.
Yeah. In America, so our claim is that we are a free and a fair nation. And that is based on all of us working together for the same causes. But what we have going on right now with MAGA is all that is off the table. And they're fully intent on taking over our nation. Now, yeah. And they probably got their sights on the world, too. You know, I think they're completely insane, honestly.
Yeah. I agree with that, definitely.
We talk a lot about the Project 2025. Mm-hmm. Have you been reading about that?
Oh, yeah. You can see their intentions are clear. I mean, just like Trump. Claiming that as president, he has complete immunity even to assassinate his political rivals.
Right.
And well, then you have the Supreme Court.
To that and
you know,
to weigh that out.
Right.
Huh? The Supreme Court recently passing, basically saying that official versus unofficial acts, you know, when you're president, there's no definition of what's an official or unofficial act. So at this point, unless that's changed, any president moving forward can basically commit what we've all come to know as crimes. And basically get off the hook. And then they also, another big thing in the Supreme Court is they got rid of the Chevron Corp legislation that's been, you know, holding fast for like 40 years, where they took a huge portion of government entities and moved them to the judicial branch, so that now the Supreme Court can dictate all kinds of things. Like I would love for more people to go do more research on that themselves, because of how important that information is to know. There's been some massive changes to the way the fabric of America has been since its inception that have now changed in the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it is moving very fast.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for calling in and for giving us your perspective. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the show, and hats off to you, Nathan, for standing up to this gang. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for calling in, Randy.
All right. So I did want to go back a little bit and talk about the meeting today where public comment was happening and they were discussing a lot of vile things were said about you that were untrue.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about those. One of them in particular stood out to me where the man was talking about how there was an ongoing criminal investigation against you.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to have been able to scream that out in the board chamber today, but
so,
I couldn't.
Let's talk about it.
I'm not going to name that man. I do know who he is. The thing with that guy, I don't really know him at all.
Right.
I only know him from these meetings. We've never interacted in any sort of personal capacity, but he has been someone who has been, like, literally in my face at these board meetings. And there was a thing he said today when he was on his little sob story about a situation that never happened, talking about that I said, you smell like the SH word.
Uh-huh.
And that blew my mind, because that is the exact thing he said to me in the board chambers several meetings ago. I don't know how long ago. I went to the board meeting, went to fill out my speaker card, and I was at the little speaker card, little cutout in the wall there. And he comes up to me. He, like, even sort of leans a little bit on me, and he leans in, and he says, you smell like the SH word. And I was like, dude, I need you to get away from me. You know,
right.
I backed up. I was like, how about you get away from me? And it, you know, created what, you know, I'm always disrupting the meetings, I guess.
Right.
It disrupted the meeting. And so someone else even got in between and, you know, kicked him away. And then there was that meeting where they tried to kick me out for the second time. And I stood there and I sat and I said, I'm not leaving. You know,
right.
I'm not leaving. And I have a video of that guy after we all finally left the chambers and I went outside. And I'm just standing there. I'm holding my phone up, just making sure I get any receipts that I might need.
Right.
And this dude comes right up to me, like 3 inches away, gets in my face. I have the video of this. It's on my Facebook, of this same guy in my face talking crap to me. And someone gets in between and kind of pushes him away. And then now he's up at this podium basically saying that I did all of the things that he did.
Right.
It blows my mind the way these people, and I don't know if it's just they have convinced themselves of a new truth or if it's just malicious, blatant lying.
Right.
Either way, I'm not going to accept it, you know? If it's not okay.
Well, it's like we always say, right? It's like every accusation is an admission.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it drives me nuts. All of the things that these people have just convinced themselves that are true about somebody that they haven't even talked to in real life.
Right.
Half the time. It's all behind fake accounts on Facebook.
Right.
Right. Oh, we have to go again. A break already. Time is just flying by today. But when we return, we will continue this conversation. And you can call in to 530-605-4567 if you'd like to chat with us or ask questions of Nathan. We will be right back.
Of New Orleans. Of New Orleans.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. We're live on KCNR 96.5 FM. I'm Jessica French, and I'm here with Nathan. So, we left off at some lies being spewed about you on the podium there with the three-minute public commenters.
Right.
So, what's next for you? You didn't get this appointment, which
no.
We all expected was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's next?
So, this is definitely, you know, not the end of my political aspirations in Shasta County. I've been, as a private citizen, fighting for what I believe to be right for years and years already. And this was my first foray into possibly jumping into the actual arena of being an official. And I do still want to do that because I do believe that my mentality, the way I can interpret things, the way I can take complicated information and present it to the community is something that I believe is a value to this county. And so I do plan to run for Reading City Council at this point. And I do believe that I would have the votes for something like that. I know it's a huge undertaking, but through this whole journey, I've made a lot of connections with people that know how to do this type of thing.
Right.
And, you know, back when Les Baugh was chair of the board, there was a very famous statement he made when he said it takes you three things to get elected, and those three things are name recognition.
Yep.
And, you know, in reality, those aren't the only three things.
Right.
But they are three very big things. And if there's anything that I do have, it is that, you know, whether people want to admit it or not, I've been known long enough in this county for whatever reason that I think that I can, you know, I think I would be a good city council person. And I would put the community first. I would try to help my city. I wouldn't be the type of politician that is doing backdoor deals. If someone were to try to, for example, approach me to vote in a certain way and try to give me some incentive for doing so, I would call that right out and I would expose whoever that was immediately.
How much do you pay attention to the city government?
I pay attention to a little bit, not nearly as much as the Board of Supervisors, because
yeah.
That's what I've invested a lot of my time into, because they are above, in a lot of ways, the city council with the
right.
amount of power they have. But I do also believe it's starting small. Like, you don't want to jump into the deep end right away. I want to make sure that I'm capable of doing something like, you know, at first being an unpaid elections commissioner.
Right.
If I could accomplish that, then maybe I could accomplish being on the city council.
Right.
And that's kind of the way I see it. And so since I wasn't able to be on the elections commission, again, as an unpaid volunteer,
yeah.
I think that I would be able to run for the city council position. Mm-hmm. So that's
And I think you'd bring great balance to the city council
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
And do you pay attention much to the man who just left?
Michael DeQuisto? Yeah. That'd basically be the seat that I would be trying to run for. I haven't heard a lot yet about other people attempting to run for this yet. So I think whoever does decide to run, we're all going to kind of be jumping in at the last minute here.
Yeah.
And I think that gives me an advantage because, again, of the name recognition. And if we're all just a bunch of randoms in the 10th hour
right.
coming into this race, I think I get the opportunity to stand ahead with the reputation I already have.
I see your personality similar kind of to DeQuisto because he was kind of the outsider as far as, you know,
right.
didn't always just go with the flow
right.
or vote with everyone else, and he really thought about things and wasn't afraid to speak his mind and bring it
right.
things to light. So, yeah, I think that would be excellent.
Yep, that's what I'd like to do. I've decided that I want to spend the rest of my 30s doing my best and everything I can to try to, you know, course correct what Shasta County has, you know, has become at this point. You know, the direction this Board of Supervisors majority has taken our county is just, it's not, you know, I've lived here my whole life. This is my home. I grew up out in the sticks. I grew up in Fall River, Bernie. You know, I lived up in Glenburn. I sold pigs at 4-H. I've done backflips off of Hatchet Falls in the summer. Like, I'm from here, you know?
Yeah, for sure. We do have another caller. And let's see if we can get him on. Caller? RV, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Hey, first thing I would like this. Same thing I said the first time I called in. Back then, the question was, what will they do with the ROV decision? And I said, it'll be the worst decision you can imagine. And,
right.
of course, because it was. And then this is why I advised Nathan to not apply for this, you know, idiotic election commission position because of the shit show that happened today.
That wasn't us, Charles. Geez.
You cannot say that. You can't say that.
Sorry. Okay, I won't say it again. But it was just like, it was just a, you know, it's just a complete setup. And I'm sorry, I don't have the same opinion as everybody does about Tim Carman's recovery or whatever it is. But, you know, I wanted to actually call about, ask about something new that I don't think anybody in this town has talked about. But I believe a couple of people involved with shows on this radio station are involved in. And that's the Shasta Anon stuff.
I mean,
so
I can't say this on the radio, but, you know, I can tell you.
I'm going to say what you can't say.
Perfect.
That's what I'm going to do. Because I'm just suggesting. It's an allegation. I'm going to suggest that this guy, Robert Exter, is the person that's producing these really nice exposés on various public people in Shasta County,
mm-hmm.
including my boss, Donnie Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm. I would say that I agree with you.
Including Nathan. And so I know that, you know, everybody, I mean, it seems like maybe Rich Gallardo, his twin brother, Lori Bridgeford, various other so-called citizen journalists
mm-hmm.
are involved in this project. And I hope people out there listening might maybe call in or let us know what's happening.
Right. No, it's the whole, I would say the whole Shasta Anon thing is just a big defamation project, and that's all it can be chalked up to.
I'm on the Ignore Them page.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say the name of that, of what it is or anything like that, because
it's just gonna bring them
honestly,
more.
It has like 2 likes, and...
Well, yeah,
okay.
See, my thing's accountability.
Yeah.
I don't like all this anonymous crap.
I know.
I've been using my real name for 35 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like this anonymous shit.
If
yeah.
you can't say what you want to say from your own identity, what kind of credibility do you have? You know?
Listen, if you say the cuss word, it cuts out 7 seconds of the show, so that's 7 seconds of what you were saying
is
now gone.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
It's hard.
Yeah, I won't swear anymore. No.
No more swearing,
RV.
But you know the general that group of people that are listening to that and watching that have a lot of nerve to say that Nathan's character is flawed when they literally create a video about his dead mother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never heard Nathan say one word about any of these people's dead relatives. So
just the reaction from the audience today was people screaming when they're
right.
not supposed to. They have no sense of irony whatsoever.
Yeah,
no.
Not at all. Well, thanks for calling, RV. I think we have another caller, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay,
thank
good.
You so much.
Maybe somebody's going to tell you who Shasta Anon is.
Okay.
Have a good
RV.
Week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, RV.
Prolific journalist. Prolific journalist.
Yeah. So let's get into... Did we have another caller?
Just your co-host.
Okay. No, we're good. So let's get into this last thing that we want to touch on before we have to go, and the time is going to fly so fast. But today, the other thing that was kind of wild at the Board of Supervisors meeting was Kevin Cry really got inflamed and angry and red-faced at Tim Garman when he brought up the situation with Kevin wanting desperately to have the signatures for the recall.
Right.
And Kevin Cry explicitly said that he never requested those signatures, that he did not want them. And didn't he, I mean, I might be wrong with this, but I swore he said, I dare you to look for one person that says I wanted those signatures.
He did say that, and I remember that directly because as soon as he said it, right behind me was community member Dolores Lucero that said, I have it right here.
Yeah.
And so Dolores has shared a text conversation between her and Supervisor Chris Kellstrom. I've already posted it on Facebook. And when I say shared, these are photos of her phone in their Facebook conversation. These aren't just screenshots of something. So this is something that would be very difficult for even modern AI to just fake. And I have them right here in front of me. And so this is a message between Chris Kellstrom and Dolores Lucero. And Chris Kellstrom says to Dolores, we are coming back into session now. Kevin is interested in how he goes about filing to get a look at those signatures. Dolores says, okay. He says, just left. She says, cool. Chris Kellstrom at a later point says, Kevin would like your paperwork or process on getting to see your recall signatures. You gave me a paper, but I think you said keep it confidential so I wouldn't share anything without your permission. And that's what Chris Kellstrom said to Dolores Lucero, and she has shared these images of that conversation. And so for Kevin today to say that that is not what he's in his intent is, I believe, you know, that what would that have to mean? That would have to mean that either Chris Kellstrom is lying about what Kevin Cry told him, which I don't think that's the case. What I think is that Kevin Cry got Chris Kellstrom to do his dirty work and had him message Dolores to try to figure out how to get these signatures, because Dolores went through her situation on the Shasta Lake City Council, I believe. And so, yeah, so that's what happened with that. And what it showed me today is it's so I guess I need to go back a little bit. Part of Tim Garman's reasoning for wanting to put me on the Elections Commission was he stated this very clearly multiple times. He wants to make sure that Kevin Cry can't get a hold of these recall signatures because he believes that Kevin Cry will cause problems for county employees who may have signed that recall. And I believe that too. To me, the way Kevin's been, that feels like a valid fear. And just to have Kevin say something like that so publicly, so blatantly, as if it's God's truth, and then we see the actual proof, you know, from his fellow supervisor absolutely contradicting that, to me, that is just another testament of how these three men on our board of supervisors operate. They don't operate honestly. They don't operate in good faith. And I would have loved to have been that person to be, like, as Tim Garman said, a watchdog to make sure that our new ROV isn't paying back Kevin Cry for the huge favor Kevin Cry gave him in the form of giving Kevin whatever information he desires.
And there's no question as to what will happen to county employees whose signatures are on that list, in my mind.
Right.
We've seen that with what just happened to Joanna in the ROV appointment. If she doesn't swear her allegiance to
King Kevin.
To Kevin, then guess what? She's not appointed. She worked 17 years in that position.
Yeah.
It doesn't even get a raise for all of the duties that she had.
And
extra.
He tells her that she'll be better with a couple of years under a guy
she's
with no experience.
Yet.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's definitely not misogynistic in any way.
Teach somebody else your job, and then
yes.
you could go ahead
yes.
and have it afterwards.
Yeah.
And you spend enough money on an election to be able to.
Exactly. Yep. And by the way, go train the new guy that doesn't know what he's doing how to do your job.
Well, even
but
today.
Not only that, there was another example of how that happening today, too, at the very end of the meeting when there was. I can't remember what consent calendar item it was, but it was to appoint some people or reappoint some people to another board. And then Patrick brought up that one of the people that they were going to appoint had spent like $10,000 on the recall campaign. And so he didn't feel comfortable with them being on that board anymore. And then again, how Kevin pontificates on things and you know, gives out his tells of how he's going to go ahead and vote on things,
right.
was like, oh, yeah, I didn't like that either. So based on that political stance, they declined to, like, put this other person on this board who had been on there since 2018.
Right.
All right, we have to go to break again. So we'll be right back. Feel free to call in, 530-6054-567. Get on the phone for when we return from break. See you in a minute.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. We're live on 96.5 KCNR. I'm Jessica French, and I'm here with Ashley Winters, my co-host.
Hey.
And we still have Nathan with us.
Hello.
And we wanted to touch base about the Tom Toller situation and Joanna. So, Nathan, you go ahead.
So, at the meeting today, there was one of the agenda items being spoken on regarding the elections office. You can go look at the agenda online. I don't remember the exact specifics of it. That's not the point of what I'm trying to say. It's that Tom Toller and Joanna were both there today at the board chamber. They were sitting together, and I watched them interact with each other. They seemed to be developing a good professional relationship, you know. But there was an item that was being spoken on regarding the elections office. And Joanna went up and she informed the board, you know, even Chris Kellstrom, you know, commended Joanna for coming and speaking, while the entire time Tom Toller sat in the audience,
right.
You know. And so what you can see from the takeaway from that, I believe, is you can see that Joanna's already doing what I believe would be Tom Toller's job.
Right.
It's just he didn't have the information that the board needed to go up there and provide it to them. So guess who had to do it? Joanna. And this is where we're going to be. This elections office is going to be Joanna still doing everything, the same election staff still having to do everything, no raises, no extra benefit.
We need to find that out, by the way. I wonder if it's public record what the pay rate is of our elected officials, because my hunch is going to say that Joanna has not gotten a raise since she's had to take in all these extra duties.
I think she said that at one of the meetings, that she hasn't gotten an increase in pay. And
we do have another caller, Benjamin. Benjamin, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
hi.
What's up, Ben?
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy day.
Yeah. Yep. So what happened after I had to leave, and I heard that there was a situation that happened that I wasn't aware of, so I asked you to call in and tell us about it.
Yeah, so Judy, I believe her last name was Muir. She was going to be put up for an appointment. It was actually an appointment she's already been on. I forget the exact commission, but my understanding is she's been on this commission since like 2018. And due to her involvement in the recall and monies that she and associates have donated to the recall campaign, that was their reasoning for not renewing her appointment. And it was, you know, purely a political vengeance move.
Wow. So what you're saying is they're already taking their vengeance on people who participated in the recall, which is exactly why Tim Garmin didn't want that to happen.
Absolutely. And that's just because they know who they are. I mean, like, they know who I am, they know who Nate is, but there's a handful of people in this community. They don't know who they are, you know, because they're afraid to stand out in the limelight, and I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, you know, if those names become known, then really it's just a blueprint for them to rearrange county government to the way they see fit.
And that's the real red, white, and blueprint.
I agree.
Yeah. Man, what a mess. Was it Judy Minor?
Yeah, I believe it's Judy Minor.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting. I'm going to have to go back and watch it and figure out what. Yeah, and I wonder what kind of legalities are involved with that.
You know, I have to do a little bit more research on it, but I feel that Kevin has probably put himself legally in a very kind of precarious position by essentially stating his reason is because he politically doesn't align with these individuals, or he doesn't, you know, agree with their speech, particularly if they've been, you know, serving on a board and they haven't had any complaints due to their serving. You know,
right.
If it's just, hey, my free speech doesn't agree with your free speech, therefore you're fired. If you do that in a job situation, like, that's a major lawsuit. So I imagine in an appointment situation, there's probably something similar. I could imagine there's a legal statute for that.
Right. Wow. Well, thanks for calling in and catching us up on that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
All right, we only have a couple of minutes left, but do you want to wrap us up by giving us a summary of?
I would say, you know, I believe I'm on this show today based off of, you know, kind of what happened today. It would have been, I think, it again would have been a good thing for me to be able to be allowed to at least be given the chance to be on the Elections Commission. And Tim and Mary made it very clear that if I were to, you know, break their trust in any way or not do what was assigned of me, that they would remove me from the commission. They
right.
They made that very clear. And I knew how serious this was. And I was, you know, not planning on taking it as a joke or using it as a platform for, you know, making jokes or anything like that. I really wanted to take it seriously. And I do believe that if this Elections Commission, you know, is going to continue to exist, I would hope that, you know, if I was, you know, it just can't be me because these people just hate me so much, that I do believe that we still need a Democrat on that board, or at least,
well,
you know, at least two.
You're the only one that could have balanced out three election deniers.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I don't know any other one person.
Well, you know, Jenny Nguyen, you know, spoke today and said that she would be willing to be on the Elections Commission, and, you know, I would throw my entire full support behind Jenny. She's got an ability that I don't even have to be able to.
Patience.
Yeah, she's got more patience than me. She's developed good relationships with people that I don't have good relationships with. I believe she's someone that can work, you know, better with the current election commissioners.
Yeah.
And the point is, it's not about who is doing the position. It was never about me. It's just about having balance.
Yep,
which
I
is
agree.
What Mary and Tim said today.
All right, that is going to be almost it for our show. We have 30 seconds left. So, Ashley?
Yeah, if anybody wants to get a recap or watch what happened in the meeting today and they missed it, we're going to watch it over on our Echoplex Twitch channel. That's twitch.tv/Echoplex Media. That starts at 9. That you spell that like this. Echoplex Media. And yeah, come hang out.
I'll be there.
We'll go, yeah, I was going to say, Nathan, you're more than welcome to pop on, as always, as Extended Echo Fam.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you to our 48 sponsors that make this show possible. And thank you to our guests.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.